Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second hour live from Tanner's down here, 30th Yankee Hill. Specials all day. Of course, we've got the signed jersey that we're going to give away, of course, right at 6 o'clock. That'll be a Jay Foreman thing. Jay Foreman will handle that.
Hey, I got to do what I got to do.
And make that decision. Well, at 5:30, I need to head back to the station.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is Nick or Jake stepping in?
Yeah, you're going to have to battle.
You know what? Yeah, bring Jake up in here.
Yeah.
So I can give him his little excitement, give him his flowers.
He needs his moment.
He needs his moment.
He deserves his moment.
Fan, you know, Dolphins fan, they have shown the ability to have the inability to handle success. So we're going to give him his little due.
Unless they're a Dolphins fan in my age, they have never had anything to celebrate.
But you got to give Jake.
So that's
you got to give. Hold on, you got to give Jake credit. He went down to Miami, and somehow he got Dan Marino to give him the double, you know, gun salute.
Right.
And Jake was taking a picture. I mean, you got to give Jake credit, man. He's a diehard Dolphin fan. You know, I have a friend of mine in every sports team that he likes is the most popular. He likes the Yankees, he likes the Patriots, the Cowboys, and all the best teams. Jake is you never come across people that like the Dolphins
that like what they like.
He yeah. simply you like a, likes you're the closest what he thing likes. To like a Marlins fan.
Yeah, yeah. Legitimately, he may be the only person in the state of Nebraska.
And he likes the Miami Heat, though, right?
Well, you know, he deserves that.
Yeah. He deserves that.
Four
little Jakey over here.
402-464-5685. Start a Heyman text line, Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to guys want to add to the conversation, hit us with a what's up. We appreciate you. We see you. The Start a Heyman live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live, so you can see what's going on as we do this thing. Jay Foreman, let them know about the Mercado.
The Mercado by Certified Piedmontese at 84th and Havelock. They have their special ingredients, a butcher shop, any cuts of meat you want, sirloins, New York strips, etc. Great appetizer menu, entree menu, and, of course, dessert, you know, if you want your little sweet tooth taken care of. And then also they have in their butcher shop where you can take stuff home. Even more, even better, we're going to be there tomorrow with On the Block with Strick and Bach at the Mercado tomorrow.
What so we decide?
We are going to be in the building.
Are we giving away the Rozier or the Rodgers tomorrow?
The Rodgers is tomorrow.
Johnny Rodgers is
sophisticated just like that.
So if people – look, tomorrow, same deal. And, again, the Grant Wistrom is here. I can tell you, you'd have a pretty good chance. This is the beauty of 4-6.
4-6, you got
to
be here.
4-6, you got a shot to get the jersey.
Right.
Not always on post game because it's busy and there's tons of people. But on a Wednesday, 4-6, you got a shot. So there's a couple of things in play. I want to go back because there's some texts. We need to shout out some folks who have done their thing. Montre Stearns is down in Lufkin, Texas. Says, go Big Red. Steele says a shout out from Seward, Nebraska. Nick Kahneman says, go Big Red from San Angelo, Texas. And, of course, the Crypto King hanging out, shouts a go Big Red as well. From the text line, you guys have been busy. We didn't miss any of this stuff. Texter says, Jay, we want to thank you for not going to the U. Greatly appreciate it.
Huh. I thank myself too, because I don't think I would have graduated.
Yeah, I don't think you would have. John and Cortland had a couple of things. He says, "What up, DP? Let's just figure all of this out. Too old to understand. Had to earn every minute, every down, every race. Nothing given. Don't show up. Don't roll out. Sit your tail down. Am I too hard? Or are these kids that we've talked about?"
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, like, as long as you come from a good place, you're good. I think that the kids today, it's a different way of coaching them hard, but it definitely works. It works everywhere else, it seems, but here. I think if you have a structure, foundation of discipline, accountability, then I always say this, that athletes are adaptable. They're going to adapt to a very structured, hard-nosed type of environment, then they will adapt to a very laissez-faire type of environment. That was one of the things that, was a downfall of Mike Riley. It was like, come as you feel like it to practice. And if you can practice however you want, X, Y, and Z, and, so forth and so on. So I think athletes will adapt to it. Now, do you do the Junction Boys or Woody Hayes? No, that's not probably needed right now. But if you have expectations that are set in place – and carried out amongst everybody, then you're fine. I think that what people don't understand is mediocre players don't like high accountability type of players, and high accountability type of players, let's call them high action type of players, don't like mediocre players. So. Until you have a team infested with high action character players, then you're going to be stuck like right in the middle, because it's a constant fight of where you're pulling. And not every single player on the best teams are high action players, but the high majority of them, and I'm talking about well over 90%, regardless of what role they're in. Even if you're a redshirt freshman and you're on the scout team, well, every day you're putting yourself into whatever role you're playing. So say like when I was a red shirt, we were playing the Hurricanes. I had to be Ray Lewis, and somebody had to be Warren, Jason Wills had to be Warren Sapp, so forth and so on, because that was what we took as a badge of honor and what we need to do to get better. So everybody has a role, but you have to have the high action type of guys, and I think everybody has it in them. I do really, because I think guys that are 18 years old, they might have the dog in them and have it every once in a while, but once you get to like your sophomore, junior, senior year, it's how you live. So I think it's the environment that you're in and you surround them with, and I think these kids will adapt pretty well. And as long as it's clear, precise, and backed up by your actions, I don't think the kids will have any problem with it.
Let's go back to the text. Pecan Pie says, what, no remote entries? I'm stuck working today. Look, you have another hour to get down here and register for the jersey. That's how this works. We can do that. We'll double up on Beatrice Baker tomorrow, but we took care of Coach Hoiberg last night. Folks talking about the Foreman jersey. AJ, if you're looking for a new fan, my size is 2XL. Now, you can go on the website and get the Foreman jersey. You should be able to do that. Brian says this, after a bye week, we should be very interested to see how we look. He's happy about the sellout streak. Jay, as a card-carrying Husker Hall of Famer,
sure.
Where does the sellout streak register for you? One I being the low, 10 being the high.
It's high. I think it's something that Nebraska people and the fans definitely should be proud about.
Yeah,
it's definitely a badge of honor for the university. It's definitely a recruiting tool. Okay, we're talking about We need better recruits, and this is you can go to so-and-so college and play in front of 40, but you're going to come here, and play in front of 90, and then when you start winning, it's going to feel like you're playing in front of 190, and that 90,000 people is going to support you in everything that you do for the rest of your life. So I think it's important. Now, is it something that, you know, we need to be known for only? No, because I think that part of the reason why the sellout streak is where it's at, it was set forth in place by the guys that were playing before, like, you know, this time, by the actions that we did and how we went about our business as far as developing and being good football players. And so I think when Nebraska gets back to being a tough team that plays tough, mentally tough, physically tough, you know, things will change, you know, real quickly on the field. And the fan support is going to be there. And I think the best thing that they're going to do as far as coming out of the bye week, I think you're going to see, you know, a little bit better team. And they just got to match the challenge of Indiana. Indiana's going to come in here and compete, and we're here to compete, and we got to compete, and we got to go take it. I think we're a better team as far as, like, on paper, but ultimately we got to play better as a team. I think the shock of the 2 weeks, you know, Frost being let go, then Shenander, mm-hmm. the bye week came as a good time. The practice, I think, two or three times or whatever, mm-hmm. gave them some time to kind of decompress. Now we're back to it. Now it's kind of like a way of life. It's, you know, really it's a – I can equate it to being in the NFL and there's a surprise cut or a coach gets – I've had coaches getting fired in the middle of the season, mm-hmm. GMs getting fired middle of the season, even when we were winning. Just the difference of personality or philosophies, and it happens all the time. It, you know, the first week or two, especially the first couple of days in the NFL, it's a big conversation piece. But after that, you know, you got to go play football because ultimately – every decision that's been made up to this point, right, wrong, or indifferent, you won't know until we know, has been made for the betterment of the kids in the university. So the powers that be have made that, and they made that clear. So they're trying to give these guys the best chance of, you know, next 8 games to have a good experience. Now, the experience can turn to excellent if you put the work in Monday through Friday or whatever. You know, as far as when you practice and prepare for every game, you control that.
You mentioned a thing several times. Toughness.
Yeah.
Can you recruit toughness?
Well, yeah. I mean, toughness is.
But you want tough
courage.
Players.
We talked. Yeah, I talked about courage the other day. I think toughness is. First of all, you got to love football. I mean, you can't fake football.
Well, but there's some divas that love football. They just don't love the physical part of
right.
football.
Right. But we're talking about in the front seven and okay. all that stuff. And okay. that's what, you know, that's kind of like where everybody turns their wheelhouse as far as toughness.
Okay.
I think you can develop it. I think you can bring it out of people. And I think guys generally have it. I think if anybody that plays football, you're tough. Okay. I don't think anybody's weak that doesn't play football. I think it's going out and playing tough for longer than somebody else is what's been missing and not being afraid of the challenge. You know, it's like I said earlier in the week, you don't want to be the front runners where you're out jumping around when stuff is easy and, you know, you know, team rolled over, you know, or they beat themselves. Sometimes you got to go beat them, and then they'll roll over. And so instead of waiting for it, go take it. And it's not anything that you can't do. And so how do you get that confidence? I think the confidence comes from showing up to practice and practicing like it's a game.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the mindset, like it's a game. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. Right? That's essentially what practice is for. Mm-hmm. But your intentions and everything you are doing, once you step on that field, I would like to know and somebody to tell me, and maybe this is, you know, probably maybe some of the problems from before, is tell me the difference, okay, besides the obvious. Mm-hmm. What's different when you're practicing versus when you're playing in the game? Because if I'm checking a receiver in practice, why wouldn't I try to stop him from catching a ball in practice and then turn in the game and act like it's going to be something different? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm taking on a lineman, you don't ever underestimate your opponent. I mean, heck, you know, Dominic Raiola didn't come in starting as a true freshman. He was a rotational player. Then he obviously ended up starting in the middle of the season. But there was a few times he was on him and Russ Hochstein was down on the you know, giving us a look. So if I come out there half-stepping against them, I'm going to get embarrassed. So you never underestimate your opponent on the practice field. therefore you won't do it on the game field. So I think if you change that mentality, and that's sometimes a personal choice, it definitely has been articulated from Mickey, I assume, and other coaches, and you know, you got to embrace it. Don't fight it, because at some point in time, it's got to be like a aha moment where you're like, okay, look, us as a group, what we've been doing up to this point, even though we thought we were doing the right thing, it has not worked. So let's just try it the other way. You know, and here's a funny story is Tom Olivadotti, he was my linebacker coach, and he'd always, when we'd make a mistake, he'd be like, Jay Foreman, how'd that work out for you? Right? And before I could answer, even though I know I made the mistake, mm-hmm. he'd be like, not too good, huh? What are you going to do next time? So essentially all you got to do is just be open to it, because it's not going to hurt you. It's not like not like the coaches are saying, hey, man, let's run this defense so we just get obliterated.
Well, that's the coaching mindset, and the constant verbiage is, tell me what day we practice this thing that you're doing.
Right.
Like, it's a constant. Like, listen, we didn't work on that, so right. Where does it come from? And why do you do it? Couple of shout-outs. We do want to shout-out Jeremy, Texas Jeremy, down in Decatur, Texas, listening and doing his thing. There's a way to get this right. There is a way to get this right. The first thing that applies is between now and Saturday 6:30, the entire focus is on Indiana. Like, look.
There's nothing else more important, and there's really nothing else to focus on. I mean, at the end of the day.
Well, that's why I don't like all the other conversation about potential coaches and different coordinators around the space, different players who aren't playing, like the Fedoni conversations and that sort of stuff. No. You go with what you have, and you focus. And you can't say we did everything we could to beat Indiana when Indiana's not the focus.
Right, yeah. And I mean, I don't know if any players are focused on that. I think a lot of – maybe people covering or trying to, obviously.
Well, if you're trying to draw clicks and that sort of nonsense,
that makes me mad.
Like, stop.
But I think as long as they're focusing on Indiana, because they should know Indiana's focusing on them, and welcome the challenge. Indiana's known as a team that's going to be tough. They play like a high risk, high reward type of defense. They're going to try to compete. So instead of thinking like, oh man, Indiana's going to come in here and do that, just say bring it. Bring your best game.
Well, because you hate to use those two words, winnable game.
Well, every game's a winnable game if you go out there and handle your business. And here's what the mindset I would be trying to preach to players is: I want you at your best. Because when I beat you at your best, that means mentally I have an advantage of you from here going on out. If you get on the bus and there's like three calls that were factual wrong, and say you had like six fumbles or something like that, and you essentially beat yourself, mm-hmm. That's different than saying, we played pretty good, but those boys are good, man. Like that Nebraska team, they beat us, man. They straight up, they just beat us. And so, you gotta,
you're nicer than I am.
What do you mean?
Because I don't care whether you're at your best or not. My job is to win.
You're missing my point, though. I love the big games. I like the competition.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about it differently. You bring me your best and I still dominate you, that means I stepped right on your throat and you can't breathe no more.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't want no excuses. So when you see me, if I'm Nebraska walking down the hallway and we beat Indiana at their best, Indiana's moving out the way.
And you can look them dead square in the eye.
Exactly. And keep it moving.
Well, and I think that's the big opportunity, right? That we know offensively Indiana has some things that will create duress and friction on Saturday night.
But I think their concepts are very, I wouldn't say easy to kind of, I think it, here's what people need to understand. I always talk about the Buffalo Bills because we're watching them out here on TV, is that when a team throws that many times, mm-hmm. there's not, if the team, say Buffalo threw it 60 times, they didn't run 60 plays.
Right.
Generally you're going to get 6 to 8 running plays dressed up in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And at the most 10 to 12 passing plays, along with a couple, expect one or two trick shots that's going to test your principles, and then the screen game. So you got to see what they do well and see who they're trying to get the ball to, and then focus in on that. So Nebraska needs to be tied into when the guy's in motion versus short and long motion, whether it's across the line of scrimmage or they got three receivers to the boundary, the guy moving generally is going to get the ball, right? Because conceptually, the widest guy, when the ball's on, say, the left hash, right, or even closer to the boundary, the widest guy on the right side essentially is eliminated from the route because he's so – that's a long – That's a long throw.
That's a tough throw.
So that doesn't mean you don't guard him, because if you don't guard him, they're going to be able to throw the bomb. But at the end of the day, when you're starting to play defense and start to understand concepts, then we talk. Then Sean Callahan was talked about, like, the communication gets a little bit faster. Then you start to play faster. Then you can start playing together. And I think once they start to get that and really invest themselves into it, you know, then you'll see it, because, you know, really, to be honest with you, when you really believe in something and you really put your heart into it, you're not looking for any excuses, because you feel so personally obligated to it, you're going to figure it out.
Well, there seems to be.
You know what I'm saying?
There seems to be.
Like, when you believe in something, when people
But that
say,
doesn't exist in this space currently.
What you mean?
That.
You got to say it with your chest out. You know what I mean?
We've asked, right?
But I'm saying, if I'm coaching a position, mm-hmm. that's how we rolling. You come, if you're with Coach Foreman, that's just how we're gonna. That's how we do things.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take care of your body. I'm gonna make sure your mind is right. But when we step out there, we about this business, about handling playing football. We only got 12 games. We only got 8 more. After Saturday night is 7.
And you got one more. This is your resume.
This is it.
This is your interview. This is your job application.
You're not going on the milk carton if you miss a tackle like that.
This is it. You may go to the back of the depth chart, but you have an opportunity. Everybody has an opportunity to be successful Saturday.
Right.
But everybody.
But you don't want kids to play in fear of never playing again.
No, you want them to play to accomplish, to achieve.
But what you want is to have the healthy fear of – if you didn't prepare correctly, mm-hmm. and it shows up on Saturday consistently, then you will be consistently a quasi assistant coach standing right next to me. So I will be coach, whatever.
Hey,
you got that call?
Tell it.
Right. So at the end of the day, that's what you need to do. Yeah. So I think Mickey's going to do a good job of getting these guys their minds right. I think they have, they have a quarterback. Well, at the time, two running backs, but one running back, you know, that can tote the pill.
Well, they get two. Gabe Irvin. I'm saying, exactly.
To go to Gabe Irvin as your number two. Yeah. But I'm saying you had two guys playing at a high level in the running back room, two or three receivers, especially with Trey Palmer, and then a couple other ones that are, you know, you saw Washington, then you saw Alante Brown, you even see a little bit of Omar Manning, IGC, you need mm-hmm. him back. Mm-hmm. And then if you get Baby Gronk back, and then the other reps that everybody else got, then you feel, okay, like nothing's changed. That didn't go with the head coach, right?
Right.
And then defensively, you've seen at times that they had, you know, opportunities to make plays. They didn't. Now, a lot of the things that they messed up on is self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, essentially, if you could get out of your own way, will you be the Georgia defense of last year? No. But will you be better than the version that you put on the field? And you know what, even it's not even about better number-wise, because that's what everybody goes to. Let's look at the numbers. Can you be consistent? Can you be consistent enough to know that we are going to do a better job on third down just by simply being aligned correctly when the ball snapped, mm-hmm. communicate effectively both pre-snap and kind of during the play, mm-hmm. and then we are going to have the right play entry so we can tackle better. And once you do that, you know, then you can really start. You can start to swallow the results and find a different way to get better at that. But you can't go from 0 to 100 without doing the stuff in between. So if they embrace the small things, it'll lead to big things, and then they'll just be like, "Man, this is actually how you play defense." Right now it seems like it's too hard because everybody was in panic mode. Now they've hopefully eliminated that. Now they're going to be ready to go.
Running, blocking, tackling. Just don't turn the ball over. Do that, and then we can.
Somebody just go down there and knock somebody's head smooth off.
Well, it's Indiana, for goodness sake.
Run down there on kickoff.
Yeah. All right.
Even if it goes through the end zone, just blow somebody up out the frame.
Jay Foreman, just stand on the sideline at the 20-yard line and yell first hit. First hit. Somebody.
I wish we could do like Luke Skywalker used to do. Say, hey, man, I got $500 on the quarterback.
We can't do boundary bowl. We can't do boundary bowl anymore. We can't do that.
Yeah, we can give you some sweet corn. How about that?
NIL deal. Yeah. Anyway, Jay, I'm gonna hand it over to Jake Sorensen. I'm gonna head back to the studio. Get ready.
Oh man, are you serious? I gotta give it to you.
Well, I gotta get back. I've got a special guest back at 6 o'clock. When Dr. Tom Osborne says he's coming to the guests, man, he said
Fab Five Freddy in there the other day, yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good interview. That was a good conversation with Fred Hoiberg. Good stuff. He and Sam were exceptional. So, all right, that'll be it for me. Jay Foreman will carry it and hold it down once we come back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.